हरे कृष्णा, जय श्री राम। ऑल्सो राम राघव राम राघव राम राघव रक्षा माम। कृष्ण केशव कृष्ण केशव कृष्ण केशव पाहि माम। कृष्ण 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 हे कृष्ण 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 पाहि माम। कृष्ण 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 रक्षा माम। कृष्ण केशव कृष्ण केशव पाहि माम। राम राघव राम राघव राम राघव रक्षा माम। दिस वॉज ऑल्सो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभुज वेरी फेवरेट chant or song. He chanted Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam, as well as he chanted Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Raksha Maam. Oh, he did not see the difference there. They are one and the same personality. Ram, Krishna, and here Ram has now become, or Krishna has now become, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or Ram and Lakshmana of Treta Yuga, they become Krishna or Balaram of Dwapar Yuga, and they become Gaurnithai of Kali Yuga. Today is Ram Navami Mahotsav. I'm sure Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also celebrated Ram Navami Mahotsav. It is being celebrated for a million years now. Lord Ram, who appeared on this day, on Ram Navami day, in Treta Yuga. And it wasn't just Ram appeared that day, Lakshman also appeared, and Bharat appeared, and Shatrughna appeared. So we could very easily say today is not only Ram Navami, today is also Lakshman Navami, Bharat Navami, Shatrughna Navami, because they are the chatur, the quadruple expansions of the Lord. One is Vasudeva, then one is Shankarshan, the third one is Pradumna. And fourth one is Aniruddha. So, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avatar Makarod Bhuvane Shokintu. Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahapamanyo Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, there's a whole the programming or whole scheduling. Niyamena tishtana is a niyam. There's a whole plan, the master plan of Lord's appearance. Rama Adi Murtishu, Ram and other murtis, other forms. They appear one after the other and they keep appearing. Of course, this statement of Brahma says, Krishna Swayam, Swayam Abhavat. Now Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, so is Gauranga Swayam Bhagavan, and Krishna and Gauranga are known as Avatari, and others are Avatar. beginning with Sri Ram, Ramadi Murti. So this happened a million years ago in Ayodhya on this day. So Ayodhya is easily a million year old. Of course, Ayodhya is also eternal. But Ayodhya was also created by Manu, that is also understanding. Ayodhya, the capital of the Raghuvamshiyas, the descendants of Raghu dynasty, they rule from Ayodhya. And Ayodhya is called Ayodhya because no one could in battle defeat the kings or emperors of Ayodhya. And this Ayodhya is on the bank of a river called Saryu River. As Krishna appeared on the bank of Mathura and Gauranga appeared on the banks of Ganga, Sri Rama appeared on the banks of Saryu River. Saryu River that manifested from the mind of Brahma, Manas. So it became so from the mind of Brahma appears Manas Sarovar, and origin of this Saryu River is in this lake called Manas Sarovar, which is on the top of Himalayan mountain. So that is where Lord Ram, we must say and remember that Lord Lakshman, Lord Bharat and Lord Shatrughna appeared on this day. Yeah, I was just thinking as the Jai Vijay, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha Lok, they were cursed. Okay, you will be born as demons three times. So in Satyayuga, Jaya Vijaya appeared. They appear as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And Lord appears as Narasimha and Varaha, and they kill. Varaha kills Hiranyaksha. And Narasimha kills Hiranyakashipu. Then comes the next age, Treta Yuga. Again, Jayavijaya are appearing now as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And Ram killed both of them. Then again, Jayavijaya appear as Shishupal and Dantavakta. And Krishna kills both of them. And this was the time for these Jai and Vijay to return. They were cursed to take birth as demons three times, and then they would return and resume their doorkeeper keeping duties. But then they got the news that soon, in the beginning of the age of Kali, Lord is going to be appearing as Gauranga, and he's going to perform very sweet pastimes. So they changed their mind, and instead of returning back to Vaikuntha, they stayed on, kind of extended their visa for longer, and they stayed to take part in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes. And they appear as Jagai and Madhai. We were talking about this Jagai Madhai or Jagai Madhai Uddhar Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in previous ages, in previous incarnations or forms, Lord was killing their demoniac bodies using different weapons. But this time, in the beginning of the age of Kali, as lords have appeared as Gauranga and Nityanand, they do not use any weapon. In fact, we see Gauranga and Nityanand with their they are empty-handed, raised arms, Ajanu lambita bhujau bahutule, and they have no weapons. However, there is a weapon. The holy name becomes a weapon, or even the associates of the Lord is considered, mentioned in Bhagavatam, Sangha Upanga Astra Parshadam, Astra Sangha Upanga, Sangha Upanga Astra Astra. His associates also are acting like a weapon. The holy name is acting like a weapon. Even the beautiful forms of Gauranga and Nityananda are acting like a weapon. They would kill, the beauty of the Lord would kill the demoniac thoughts and consciousness. So so this time, Jaya Vijay's, now they are Jagai and Madhai. Their bodies were not killed, but their bad consciousness, worldly consciousness, Maya consciousness was killed, was eradicated by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And this is the magnanimity of Gauranga. Yeah, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His abode, Navadvip Dham, is the origin of all the abodes. All the dhams in the universe have origin in Vrindavan Dham or Navadvip Dham. So in previous kalpa, meaning, the previous day of Brahma, as Ram had appeared, and then he was exiled. Then Ram and Sita and Lakshman were into the forest. So they had come to Navadvip. And they were residing in, here is, this forest is called islands. And there's also forest-like situation there. So Ram, Sita, Lakshman, they were residing in Modadrum Dweep. This is, we are talking about the previous kalpa. Under a huge banyan tree, there were Parnakoti, the thatched roof, roofed. The hut was prepared, and they were residing there happily. So that dweep is called Modadrum Dweep. Drum means forest or trees all around. And Moda means giving pleasure. So that Modadrum Dweep and the surrounding, the forest and the beauty, gave all the pleasure to Ram, Lakshman, Sita. This Modadrum Dweep is, you know, there are 9 islands and 9 Navavidha Bhakti, 9 processes of devotional service are performed in different islands, beginning with Simanta Dweep, Shravanam, and Modadrum Dweep, Kirtanam, and Madhyadvi Smaranam, like that. As we keep going, island after island after island, we come to Modadrum Dweep, and the process of devotional service practice there is Dasyam. No wonder why Dasyam is performed there. Because Hanuman is eternally serving the lotus feet of Sri Ram there. This Modadrum Dweep is non-different from Ayodhya. Our original Ayodhya is this, Modadrum Dweep. So one time, and at the same time, they're supposed to be, as we said, they were on an exile, and they had come to Modadrum Dweep. So in that Modadrum Dweep, in previous Kalpa, as Ram, Lakshman, something happened, were seated. Ram is the greenish form, surrounded by the green bushes and trees and leaves. In the midst of that, Ram is seated there with a greenish complexion, holding his bow gracefully, the matted locks of hair on the top of his head. Lotus-eyed Sri Ram, he was smiling. He thought of something, and then he started smiling. And Sita inquired, "Oh, may I know, Prabhu, why are you smiling? I don't see any reason or anything happening around that would cause you to smile." So, having inquired by Sita like this, Ram spoke, answered. Theek hai na, Sarva? So he, Ram said that in this dham, now he's talking, addressing, mentioning this dham as Navadvip Dham, I will appear in the beginning of the age of Kali. I will appear in a golden complexioned form as Gauranga, and I will Ram said that in Gauranga form, as Gauranga, I will perform my educational pastimes. I'll become known as Nimai Pandit, learned. Then I will perform inaugurate Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. I will chant and dance. And then at the age 24, I will take sannyas and leave for Jagannath Puri, leaving my mother crying. And so would my wife. Vishnupriya, of course, would be also crying. So having heard this, Sita said, is that a good thing to do? That you leave home, leave your mother crying and Vishnupriya crying. Is that the right thing to do? Causing them suffering? Then Ram explains, says, Sita, I know, you know the truth, but you are playing to be ignorant and inquiring from me, clarification. So I would explain. Ram said that devotees enjoy in two ways, dealing in two ways with me, two ways. Prem bhakti is of two kinds, you say. One is in union, called sambhog. Devotees enjoy and relish my association. And other way, other times they enjoy is while they are separated from me, and the feeling intense separation, feeling of separation, and that is called vipralamba sthiti. But I would tell you, Sita, that there is a very special and additional and thousandfold greater pleasure in this vipralambha condition, in separation condition. So you are calling that, oh, mother would cry, my wife would be crying. Yes, but that gives them joy, intense pleasure. So there are two ways. So Ram was explaining like that, sambhog and pralambha. Both are joyful. Ram also explained that after separation, when there's a union, then that union is a very, very special, joyful experience also. Then Ram explains that the Kaushalya, my mother now, and in this pastime, this appearance of mine, she would appear as Sachimata. And you, Sita, you will appear as Vishnupriya. And Ram also said that when I would take sannyas and go away from home, then Vishnupriya will worship my deity form. He also said that in this avatar, as Sri Ram, one time you would be also banished. Sita went to the forest twice, once with Sri Ram and Lakshman, and another time she was just banished. Anyway, there's a whole reason and the pastime. So when you would be banished, you would be in the forest, I will also feel separation from you, and I will make a deity of you, Sita, and I will worship your deity form, in Ayodhya while you would be that time in the forest. And Ram also said, you know, this, for me, this is Ayodhya. We are in Ayodhya. And this is more complete Ayodhya. This is, I love this Ayodhya. Odadrum Veep Ayodhya. So we could see how Ram and Gauranga, Sri Krishna, are non-different. They have come in different ages, in different forms, and Navadvip is also Ayodhya, at least the Modadrum Veep, one of the islands of Navadvip, is non-different from Ayodhya. During Gauranga's pastimes, there was a devotee called Murari Gupta. He also stayed in Mayapur, not far from Yoga Peet. And he was a devotee, great devotee of Sri Ram. He would worship Ram and chant the names of Sri Ram. One time, the Hare Krishnas, or Hare Krishna devotees, all the many associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, approached Murari Gupta. They surrounded, they sat down around Murari Gupta, and they were kind of preaching, you know, why don't you chant, you know, Hare Krishna? Why don't you worship Sri Krishna? So Murari Gupta kind of agreed, okay, I will give a try. And then they all dispersed. So that night, Murari Gupta had a sleepless night. And of course he had tried to to become worshipper of Sri Krishna that afternoon, that evening, before going to bed. But that was not working out. No. Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram, 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 Ram. No, he couldn't manage becoming worshipper of Sri Krishna. So next day or so, he approached all those devotees who had preached to him and attempted to kind of convert him. He said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I have to worship my Ram. And this Murari Gupta was Hanuman himself. Hanuman appeared in Gauranga's pastimes in the form of Murari Gupta. Then one time, there was a very extraordinary times and the pastime that Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed at the house of Srivas Thakur. And Lord was totally different that day. And all this time he was trying to conceal his identity as Gaura Bhagavan, as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that day, he decided to reveal his true identity. And he sent messengers everywhere. Call everybody, call everyone, call everyone. And as devotees were arriving at Srivas Thakur's house, that hall was getting expanded and expanded and expanded and expanded. And hundreds and thousands of devotees were pouring in into the hall. And in the audience or in the hall there was also Murari Gupta. So devotee, the Lord was dealing with each one of them, one after other, and as per their relationship, the mellow, Lord was revealing that form and dealing with them accordingly. Dasharas, Sakharas, Vatsalaras, or Madhuryaras, or he was revealing his different forms also accordingly. As many forms are there. He was revealing them as per necessity, as per those devotees, different devotees' relationships. And so then there was a turn of Murari Gupta. So while dealing with Murari Gupta, so Gauranga gave darshan to Murari Gupta in Ram form. There was a Sri Ram in front of Murari Gupta. The greenish, no more golden form. It's a greenish Sri Ram. Jai Sri Ram. And as this Ram Bhakta Hanuman, Murari Gupta, as he was taking darshan of Sri Ram, then he was looking at himself, and he was not Murari Gupta anymore. He had himself transformed into a Hanuman form. He was Hanuman. Including there was a tail in the back. Jai Hanuman. Jai Sri Ram. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is darshan called Shadbhuj Darshan is also very famous. Lord gave Shadbhuj Darshan to Sarvabhumattacharya in Jagannath Puri. It is also some places, they said he gave Chaturbhuj Darshan, but there is also mention of him giving Shadbhuj Darshan. And as we had visited Jagannath Puri and Sarvabhumattacharya's home or place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing. So we saw six-armed form in Jagannath Puri also. To Sarvabhumattacharya he gave that darshan with the six arms. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave darshan to Nityanand Prabhu on his Vyas Puja day. They were celebrating Nityananda Prabhu's Vyas Puja day. And in the middle of the celebration, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed himself into the six-armed form. So what were those six arms? There are the sets of three arms. The two arms were holding bow and arrow, and those arms were greenish in color. Jai Sri Ram. Another two arms were holding flute, and they were of bluish complexion. Jai Sri Krishna. Another two arms were holding, and one kamandalu and the other one dand. Jai Sri Krishna, Chaitanya. Or they are also called, one is Ramachandra, then there's a Krishna Chandra, Chaitanya Chandra, they're all Chandras, or beautiful like Chandra, or not beautiful like one Chandra, but Bahukoti Chandra Jini, Vadana Bujwal, effulgent, like Chandras or moons. So Lord has proven, well, he is Krishna, he is Sri Ram, he is Gauranga. And this is like Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath, also we say. One who is Krishna is Gauranga, is Jagannath. So Ram. And Ram is, in fact, very, amongst billions and trillions and countless, anadi ananta rupam. Ram is very special. Or in one statement, Bhagavat Amrit Kana or something, small scripture or commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So he says the three are very, very special personalities. There's Narasimha, Sri Ram and Sri Krishna. They are in one very special category. So many different kinds of incarnations. This avatar, and Leela avatar, and Guna avatar, and Shakta Vesha avatar, Manvantara avatar. So, while describing these different kinds of incarnations, then he concludes saying, three are very special. Narasimha, Sri Ram, and Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. He is not different from Sri Ram. This also was revealed, or we could understand through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in South India. During South India travels, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Madurai, that's another pastime, but I want to say Siddhavat, place called Siddhavat in South India. there, Lord took darshan of Sitaram deities. enjoyed darshan of Sita Ram and danced in ecstasy in the temple in front of the deity of Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Then he received invitation from a Brahmin. Please come, have a, you could take bhiksha, bhiksha, take meal, take prasad, noon, rajbhog, prasad at my place. So Mahaprabhu agreed and went along with him too. And so this person, he only chanted Rama 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 Rama. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He would not say nothing else. Nothing else he would utter, only name of Ram, 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 Ram. So Lord was, Gauranga was of course very happy that this Brahmin was chanting only Ram's name. So he enjoyed prasadam at this Brahmin's ashram. And Mahaprabhu continued his travels. But after some time, Mahaprabhu returned to the same, this Siddhavat. And he met same Brahmin. And this time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was surprised. He was not chanting Ram, Ram, Ram anymore. He was chanting Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Hare was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, Mahaprabhu inquired, hey, what happened? Last time I was here with you, only thing that you would chant was Ram, Ram, but now you have abandoned that and you are only chanting Krishna, Krishna, or chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What happened? Now what is your position? What is your stand now? Why has this happened? And then there is a little scriptural reference. In fact, the dialogue between Shiva and Parvati in, I don't know, one of the Puranas, where Shiva, he says, Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame. Sahasranamani Tulyam Rama Nama Varanane. First of all, Shiva says, you know, I always chant Ram, 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 Ram. Rame, I take great pleasure. Shiva is saying, I take great pleasure, Rame. Pleasure in what? Rame. In Ram I take great pleasure. Or chanting the names of Ram I take great pleasure, O Mano Rame, Mano Rama, Parvati. But then he also said in the same statement, Shiva is talking, says, 1,000 names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam, is equal to one name of Sri Ram. And then he goes on to add, saying, three names of Ram is equal to one name of Krishna. So this is the kind of stand also of this Brahmin. And hence he has started chanting Krishna, 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 or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And so now Brahmin says, to tell you the truth, from the time, last time I had audience with you, I had darshan with you. Well, as soon as you left, I tried to chant Ram, Ram, Ram name as usual, but I could not do so. Something within me compelled me to switch over to this Krishna, Krishna, or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I know you are the cause. Our meeting and me taking your darshan. And to tell you the truth, you also asked my stand. Said, I think you are Krishna yourself. So as I came in contact with you, O Gauranga, I have gone mad, or I have just started chanting this Krishna name, or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You are Sri Krishna. So Mahaprabhu usually would, he's the one. So he had revealed himself also unto that Brahmin, his true identity. I am Krishna. But he tells, no, don't tell this. This is just between you and me, okay? Don't spread the word around about this. So this is one Brahmin story from South India. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an encounter with another Brahmin, Ramdas Vipra. He was called as Ramdas Vipra. He was from Madurai. And this Brahmin also invited Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his ashram, which was in the forest, to take lunch, prasadam, at noon time. And there goes Gauranga with this Brahmin. And well, after a while, it was a time. It was 12 o'clock. He says, hey, Brahmin, where is the prasada? Where is lunch? It's noon time. And the Brahmin responds, you know, we are in the forest and it's very difficult to get the ingredients for cooking in the forest. And then he stopped, paused, and said, you know, whenever Lakshman returns with fruits, roots, vegetables, Sita will cook and then make offering to Sri Ram, feed Sri Ram. So when Gauranga heard this explanation, he was amused and was very happy to see the kind of mood this Brahmin had. But then this Brahmin managed to cook and feed Gauranga. By then it was 3 o'clock. By 3, Mahaprabhu had finally had his lunch prasad. And after he honored prasad, he said, "Now you eat." And Brahmin said, "No, no, I'm going to fast." "How could I eat?" When Sita Rani gets kidnapped by a Rakshas Ravan and she is held captive in Lanka, I cannot eat. I'm feeling like giving up my life by entering the fire, drowning myself into the water. Oh, my full body is burning, but why my life is not leaving the body? Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Calm down, Brahmin, sit down." And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking, preaching to him and giving explanation, explaining that, you know, the real Sita, the transcendental Sita, Sita, her form is pure spiritual. It cannot be even seen by the materialists. What to speak of touching it? He said, Ravan did go to Panchavati, and so when it was a time for him to kidnap, attempt to kidnap, Sita took shelter of Agni Devata. She entered the fire, and Agni Devata created Maya, Maya Sita, the false Sita. And this is how Ravan was cheated, and he went happily thinking that he had kidnapped Sita, but oh, Brahmin, you should understand, the Sita of Ram cannot be kidnapped by anybody. What to speak of Ravan? She was untouched. So by hearing this explanation, this Brahmin was pacified. And by this time, it was evening time, he took his meal. And then Mahaprabhu proceeded, continued his travels, and now he was in Rameshwaram. And there he met a group of scholarly Brahmins. They were discussing the same episode of Sita being kidnapped by Ravan. And they were, in fact, they had a Kurma Puran in front of them, and they were studying and scrutinizing and studying, and their understanding was the right understanding. It was right from the Shastra, and that Kurma Puran also said that when Sita, after Ram had killed Ravan, he goes to Ashokvan, where Sita was kept captive. And so there was a milan. They met, Sita and Ram met. And there was a pariksha, Sita pariksha. Sita was examined, Is he contaminated or adulterated? Or what the status is. So at that time, the Kurma, Puran explains, Sita, who had entered the fire, the Agni Devata's Agni fire, in Panchavati, on the banks of Godavari, in Sri Lanka, as Ram met and the Agni Pariksha was there, she walks out of fire, the original Sita. So Maya Sita was meant to disappear by Agni Devata. Agni Devata had created Maya Sita before, now she was meant to disappear. And this is how Ram and Sita union took place. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy with what Brahmins were discussing. So he made a copy of this manuscript from Kurma Puran. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked all the way to Madurai, met that Brahmin, and gave that Kurma Puran reference, asked him to study. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this trouble. He wanted to. He already had explained, but then he gave a Shastric reference to this Brahmin also, and then Brahmin was further convinced. Jai, Jai Sri Ram, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman Ki, Jai. Jai Gauranga. Now we will continue. Today is Ram Navami, so we try to say Ram and Gauranga, Sri Krishna, all these connections, how they are non-different from each other and like that. So we'll continue with our series of these talks. Karunavatar, Gaur Bhagwan, Katha. So look forward to see you again tomorrow. Till then, Jai Sri Ram, Gauranga.